So I know the offering's next, but the offering's going to wait. I just feel like we ought to do this now. There are some people I'll put Sandy and Leroy on the spot. We talked last Sunday. Come on up. Drag him with you. There's no dragging him. All right. You want to share what you shared? Or can you?
I don't know.
You'll be okay. You got two good-looking men here with you. At least one.
About a month ago, I discovered my cancer's back. I already had one treatment, and it's very aggressive. And I needed the healing, and this is a place I wanted to come to be healed. I've asked my whole family to be here with me because I know the power of prayer is awesome. I know that we can beat this. I'm here that needs to pray. There's so many here today that need it, and I just want to pray for everybody and not just us. So if everybody would come and place your hands on us and pray for me, but pray for the person in front of you that you have your hand on, because they need it also.
Leroy, as you know, has been through a few battles. Too many. You want to?
I had another CAT scan. Found a good news.
And I honestly believe this. The doctor's report, not God's report. Doctors can treat and prescribe medicine. God heals. And so I was talking to Sandy and Lee last Sunday. She said, I want the healing that Bruce got. That is a leap of faith. And so we're going to anoint them with oil. And if there's anyone else here that would like and needs prayer, come on up. Because this is your time. So, if you want prayer, come on up. If not, come on up. And as Sandy said, pray for the person in front of you. Because I'm praying for these two. But you're going to join in because we need it. So, come on. James said, if there's any sick among you, let them be anointed with oil. And he goes on to say that the prayer of faith will heal the sick. And so I believe that. Sandy, we come today in the name of Jesus. And we give you thanks for the power and for the authority that you vested in us. That when you said greater works would we do because of what you've done. So Father, today in the name of Jesus, we speak to the healing of Sandy and we speak to the cancer. And in the name of Jesus, we cast out the cancer that's in Sandy's body. And Lord, we come to you believing that what you said you would do, And we believe in the prayer of faith. We believe in the Word of God. And what we are doing is what you told us to do. So this mountain of cancer, Lord, we speak to it in the name of Jesus, and we cast it into the sea. And Lord, we thank you that you have heard our prayer. We thank you, Father, for her healing. We thank you, Father, for many more years of life and joy in serving you, being a blessing to her family. We're thankful, Father, that you hear our word. And we're thankful, Father, in the name of Jesus, that this day, Sandy's cancer is gone. Gone in the name of Jesus. And Lord, poor Leroy, we thank you for him. We thank you, Father, for his friendship. Thankful, Father, for his heart and his humbleness to come to you and ask that we pray. And Lord, we speak healing into Leroy. And Lord, we pray that as that CAT scan is done this week, it will confirm that that mountain in his spine has been removed in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we speak to Satan and to that cancer that it is gone in the name of Jesus. And Satan, you are gone. You can no longer control his physical body. But the Spirit of Almighty God walks before him and fights his battles for him. And Lord, as we pray today, we pray, Father, that the voices that we hear are voices of your angels and the voices of you, our Savior, who died that we might have life, but took those stripes that we might have healing. So Lord, on behalf of Sandy, on behalf of Lee, Lord, we give you thanks for healing, for health, for wholeness, in the name of Jesus. Amen. There are in your bulletin some scriptures, just healing scriptures. And let me encourage you, everybody, read them every day. Don't just look them, take them home and throw them in the Rumpke recycle bin. But read them, because it says in there that those are all his promises. And all the things that he has for us. And so when we all go from this service, go in faith, but go believing that what we said is true. God said, speak to the mountain. And so as we walk out of here, I spoke to the mountain, and it's gone because of what Jesus did. Folks, there's a real sense of the Holy Spirit here today. And so let me encourage you. We're going to pray for Rita next, but she can't talk. But we're going to do the same thing. You know, I mean, God just wants to, he wants to touch our lives in ways that we can't imagine. We don't have any idea what he has in store for us. But health is one of them. Is your voice? We're going to pray for Rita's the congestion in her lungs and for her voice. Lord, we are thankful that you have brought Rita to us. Thankful, Father, for her spirit. Thankful, Father, for her participation. Thankful, Father, for her heart. Thankful, Father, for her faith that stepped out today and said, I want you to pray for me. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak to this congestion. We speak to the issue with her voice. And, Lord, we pray for restoration. We pray for healing. We pray for wholeness. We speak to that sickness and cast it out in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are thankful for everything that you do in our lives. And Lord, health and wholeness and physical restoration is one of those blessings. So Lord, thank you. Thank you for touching Rita. Thank you for touching Lee. Thank you for touching Sandy. And Lord, by the authority that you just gave us all to do greater works than you did, we speak health, wholeness, prosperity, and peace into Rita today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm not going to ask you to sing. Somebody else. Dodie. Tim, you're next. Nobody needs to have that surgery. Man, you've got some streaks down your face. That's okay. They look fine. Jody's been dealing with MS, and we just want to pray for Jody. We believe that God has great things in store for her. She is a nurse in the cardiac unit, right?
Heart
transplant. So what an opportunity to minister to people there when you really stop and think about it, you know?
My patients are calling me and asking me.
Well, then you got to get well.
I know.
So today, this is your time.
I know.
Okay. Our Heavenly Father, again, and in your name, we come to you on behalf of Jody. And Lord, we pray not only for her health, and not only that this MS be removed in the name of Jesus, but Lord, she goes back to work. And Lord, that she becomes a source of ministry in that hospital. But the Lord is telling me that you may be last person that some people will ever see before they face eternity. And he's saying, be strong. Speak my word. Don't back down. But I have a mission for you. So, Lord, on behalf of Jody, we speak to this mountain of MS. And Lord, we cast it out. And along with the voices and the things that Jody hears. And Lord, we speak healing and wholeness, health, restoration, a future full of ministry opportunities. Because this day, you have given her freedom from this illness. And Lord, from this sickness. And Lord, we believe what you said. Because you said, whosoever will, and Jody wills. So Father, we thank you for this. We thank you, Father, for Jody, for her life, for her faith to come forward. Thank you, Father, for the word that you gave over Judy. Jody, and just pray, Father, that as she goes forth in your name, that miracles are going to take place because of what happened to her today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 You're gonna have a ministry there. You really are. There's gonna be people that you know that are gonna their lives are gonna be changed. Patients by seeing you. Well, good. It's your purpose.
It is.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks be to God. Tim? I know you talked about surgery and your teeth, but you know. We're going to talk now. Our Heavenly Father, on behalf of Tim and his faith, and Lord, the issues that he's facing with this hernia and with his teeth. Lord, we know beyond a doubt you don't want us to face that stuff. Because if you did, you'd have never taken those stripes before you hung on that cross. And when we look at the meaning of salvation, that means health and wholeness, financial prosperity, everything that we could imagine could come, comes to us through salvation. So, Father, we're thankful for Tim's Christian witness, and we're thankful, Father, that as a believer, you have promised us his healing. And so, Father, we speak today in faith, in belief, in trust, knowing that whatsoever things we desire because you told us greater things. And, Lord, you did some great things. And so, Father, just now in the name of Jesus, we speak to this issue of Tim's hernia. And we cast it out of his body. And we say in the name of Jesus, Tim, you are healed. And Father, we pray for his teeth. We give you thanks that he wanted to come here and serve before he had it done. So Father, we pray that you will bless his faithfulness. But Lord, we also pray that you touch his teeth. And Lord, you took our pain, took every stripe that you ever could, and Tim is healed because of what you did in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Father. And we speak wholeness and health into Tim this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Feel better already.
Well, you should.
Thank you, Larry.
Hello, sir. Have we met? What can we pray for? All right. You know, God can remove that. And you know what? He will. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're thankful for this heart. Thankful, Father, for the confession of his mouth. As you said, confess our faults one to another that we may be saved. And so, Father, we thank you for that. And Lord, as he mentioned rehabilitation, we just pray in the name of Jesus that this addiction be removed. It be cast out of him. And Lord, the desire for whatever drug or alcohol or whatever it was, totally eradicated from his body in the name of Jesus. And so we speak wholeness. We speak restoration. We speak freedom from this addiction in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for his family. We pray, Father, that he becomes a stronger father, a stronger parent, stronger husband because of what you've done in his life. Lord, it's in the name of Jesus. Because he has the power. We have the authority to speak in his name. That this addiction is removed through the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we give you thanks. What an awesome God you are. You hear us. You care for us. You watch over us. You bless each and everything that we do. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you for this healing and this freedom from being tied to something that is so destructive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow. What?
Nerve pain.
Oh, nerve pain. That's gone. Let me get a fresh anointing here. Our Heavenly Father, you're awesome. You do more than we could ever believe. More than we could ever accept. But we have seen your spirit move this day. And so, Father, as Karen comes today, Lord, it's in the name of Jesus that we speak to this nerve pain. And Lord, as we cast it out, as we say, be gone in the name of Jesus, we believe through the power that you vest in us as your followers that healing and wholeness has come to Karen. Lord, we thank you for her. We thank you, Father, for what she does here. But we thank you, Father, for what she will do as a result of being able to go and say, you healed my nerve pain. You have taken it away. You have given me freedom. You have given me painless freedom. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We can't sometimes comprehend how much you have for us. But we're ready to receive it and enjoy it and live in it. And so, Father, now in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks for Karen's freedom from the nerve pain, wholeness, and restoration. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Me next, lady. Anybody else? What a day this has been. So, for those that we prayed for, when you walk out of here, prophesy health. Tell yourself, I'm free. And the interesting thing about when God does this, you're no longer who you were. But you're somebody different. You know, and I think I've mentioned this, but I see people, you know, and I know people have been to AA meetings. They walk in and say, my name's Larry Gallagher and I'm an alcoholic. Wrong confession. I was an alcoholic. But not I am. We're different. He's made us new. Nice to see you again. He's made us new. He's changed us from who we were to who we will be. And Satan will try to tempt you, but remember, we don't see things as they are, but we see things as they will be. And will be is what happened to us today. What a service. Anybody else? We don't have to stop if we need. You know. All right. What are we doing next?
How about a little?
But we'll just be thanking God for what he did.